And now, a once beloved casualty of technology's great leap forward, the pinball machine. Once a fixture of arcades and bars, pinball machines have faced an uphill battle against slot machines, handheld devices, and home video game consoles. However, one man is looking to restore the pinball machine to its former glory. Jack Guarnieri is the founder of Jersey Jack Pinball and the owner of PinballSales.com. We read about his quest in an article by Josh Levin on Slate.com. Jack, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you, Virginia. I'm happy to be here.
Well, when did your love affair begin with the pinball machine, Jack?
That was about 1975, way back when I took what I thought was a part-time job fixing electromechanical pinball machines in colleges.
Was there ever a golden age of pinball? I remember it being big in 75 after the Tommy film came out.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's had its rises and falls, and that depended on technology and people, what they play and what they like. But it's always been there. It hasn't gone away.
I read in the article that it was banned from pinball was banned from LaGuardia by the New York mayor by the New York mayor Fiorello LaGuardia. He suspected a racket dominated by interests heavily tainted with criminality, bilking kids for their lunch money. Has there always been something kind of shady associated with pinball?
I guess, you know, it has that kind of history back from the Stone Age, as it were. Every time there's something about pinball, there's always this graphic of LaGuardia smashing them up and throwing them in the river kind of thing.
So many people refurbish old machines, and I know they're collector's items for a lot of people, but your company is actually manufacturing new machines. How many others are still manufacturing pinball machines?
There are a few. There's a company in Spain. There's some small startup companies, even smaller than us, doing a handful of games that are custom. So there's four or five companies around the world building pinball machines right now.
We read about the company Stern Pinball. They're based in Chicago that are making pinball games. But the numbers are sort of bracing. An entire year's run of pinball machines today adds up to about 25% of the sales of a blockbuster pinball machine, like the Addams Family, which came out decades ago. How is this a financially viable business to get into, Jack?
Well, I don't think everybody drives a Bentley or uses a Montblanc pen. So, you know, what we did was we took pinball and all the things we love about it, and we brought the technology up to today. So you have a lot of mechanical action in the game. You have this LCD HD monitor in it. You have animations. We have a wonderful license with the Wizard of Oz. So we're bringing it to a point where, you know, young people and new player base are going to play pinball.
Now, I know that's one of the new machines that you're developing, the Wizard of Oz. I saw some pictures of them, and of course, listeners can go look at the article at wordofmouthradio.org or on our Facebook page, Word of Mouth Radio. What else are you developing there?
We've just started on The Hobbit. So The Hobbit is our game that'll come out with the release of the third Hobbit movie in July of 2014. So it'll take us about a year and a half to develop that game, which is on a good pace to make something that's a really cool and fun-filled type of game.
How expensive is it to develop something for a year and a half?
The first game, The Wizard of Oz, now, because we started from nothing, took about $2 million to develop this game. We expect that game number two will be about half that because we have the infrastructure in place. We have the people, we have the factory, we have the assembly line, we've tooled up, we've had to create all kinds of parts and millions of dollars worth of orders flow from customers through us to vendors, and it's created a lot of jobs, and it's a lot of excitement, too.
I wonder, Jack, do you imagine your machines competing with video games and arcades, or maybe they would be, you know, the man cave collector's item? How are they going to live in the real world?
Well, it's probably all of the above because we have collectors. Pinballsales.com has about 14,000 customers. You know, over the last 10 years, and that was certainly, you know, selling commercial games to the home market. But also, you know, I'm a technician and I'm an operator, so we have games on commercial locations that are really doing multiples of what other modern pinball machines are doing right now. So the response to the player base to the game has been phenomenal so far.
Jack, there's a picture of you in the article. You're leaning against a pinball machine. You're wearing baby blue bell bottoms and a polyester shirt, and you have a tremendously large mustache. I'm wondering, like, Why save Pinball Jack? Why this mission for you? Why not let it go the way of the blue Sansibelt pants or shuffleboard or something?
Yeah, you know, it's really a wonderful thing. It's not up to me to save it because it'll never go away. Millions of people all over the world love it. You know, what we were trying to do is create a game for our customer base that they'll love and that they'll play. And that was a pretty funny picture back from back in the day.
Well, again, our listeners can take a look at it on our Facebook page, Word of Mouth Radio.
I hope not.
Well, what do you think now? There are video console game console makers that are making pinball games for video game consoles. Do they get the full experience that way?
It's a good way to get started with it. And if you can't be next to a mechanical action game, that's the lure of pinball because you know, it's a skill-based game. The more you play, the better you get. And, you know, in a video game, it's wonderful. I love those, but it's not exactly the same.
Well, Jack, best of luck to you, and thanks for talking with us.
Thank you, Virginia. There is pinball.
Jack Guarnieri, founder of Jersey Jack Pinball, owner of pinballsales.com. You can find a video of Jack's Wizard of Oz machine in action at wordofmouthradio.org. And while you're there, let us know what you think. Is there still a place for those flippers, the bumpers, and the plungers in your own life? Do you still play pinball? Do you have your own machine out in the garage? What is your favorite game? You can post it on our Facebook page or send us a tweet. Now coming up, what a fake mission to Mars has taught scientists about sleeping in space. We'll blast off when Word of Mouth continues.
Pinball wizard got to be a twist. A pinball wizard's got such a supple wrist.
He stands there like a statue, he's part of a machine. Feeling all the bumpers, always plays it clean. Plays by intuition, never seen him fall. Deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.